Welcome to a special Mysterious Streams episode. This is going to be a new format where, beyond the regular episodes where me and my wife or me and a guest discuss a film, it's going to be me just kind of taking a couple minutes to talk about a current news topic in pop culture or anything that really strikes my interest. And I can record these little mini episodes in a studio, so the audio should sound a lot more professional and cleaned up than the regular podcast. I wish I could do the normal podcast in here, but I can kind of get away with doing mini episodes in my studio, but I don't think I can get away with bringing a wife in here and doing a full-fledged episode. But today I want to talk about the Ghostbusters casting announcement. The reboot of the Ghostbusters franchise is marching steadily forward, and the all-female cast has been announced. You have Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Leslie Jones, and probably, I want to say, the least known of the four, Kate McKinnon, is going to be the main cast of the Ghostbusters film. Now, my main issue with this has never been the females being a female-driven Ghostbuster film. I think that's fine. But I think a hard reboot is just a little dull. It's a little tepid. It doesn't seem like it's going to be that interesting. If it's just going to retread the ground that the other movie did, or lay the same groundwork where it's modern times, no one knows that ghosts are real, and a group comes together to fight them for whatever the reason. I would have been more happy with a kind of soft reboot where, you know, the first two movies happened, they're still in the canon, and now you have ghost-busting franchises popping up. And with Bill Murray's character being kind of a lecherous creep, I mean, you could have had some funny gags about institutional sexism and this being the first female group of Ghostbusters, and play a lot with the comedy there. But you can go into some new areas that not necessarily just doing a riff or a reboot of the first one. So I'm not that excited about it. I could be wrong. I hope it's at least half as funny as the first one. Although this does bring me to another thing that really annoys me on Twitter, where a lot of sexist idiots are, you know, talking smack about this film. And because of that, people feel the need to take the exact opposite opinion because they feel like, well, if these sexist jerks don't like a female Ghostbuster, then I'm going to fully support a Ghostbuster reboot just so I can be the exact opposite of them. And I don't think that's necessarily wise. I don't think you have to be excited about a Ghostbusters remake just to support a female comedy. And I would have also preferred, even though I don't, and also Leslie Jones is difficult to look at. No, I'm kidding around. She's fine. They're all terrific. Although I wish they would have picked not just pure comedians for these roles. If they went after someone, I'm not quite sure, but just a couple SNL guys and a couple people from a couple girls from The Bridesmaids. It could have been a little bit more of an interesting cast if they did use some non-traditional choices. But of course, we're going to see how many other of the classic characters. Is the secretary going to be a man, I guess, or how much of a gender bender is this going to be? But that's my quick take on the Ghostbusters reboot. I'm sure it's going to be okay, but did we need a new Ghostbusters hard reboot? Probably not. Is there even a demand, that much of a demand for a new Ghostbusters film? I'm not quite sure if the Ghostbusters brand even really, what does it even really mean to people these days? Beyond everyone shouting and screaming about it on the internet, if you just walk up to anyone who doesn't spend a lot of time online or on Twitter, age 13 to 40, and say, hey, what do you think of Ghostbusters? Are they even going to have strong feelings about it? So it'll be interesting. I'm sure we'll get some more casting news in the near future. I'm sure Rebel Wilson is going to be up in there mugging and making her big British bug eyes. But that's my take as it is. So I should be doing more of these podcasts, hopefully one every weekday, about just something that gets my attention online. I guess something really quick I wanted to follow this up with, included in this podcast, is the Fantastic Four trailer, which I actually was pleasantly surprised by. It's very somber in tone, with kind of a voiceover and piano music. I'm actually really pleased with it. It looks interesting. It looks different from the Marvel movies. And I like superhero films that are different from what Marvel's doing. So if it can maintain the tone that seems like it's being struck in the trailer, I'm all for Fantastic Four. That trailer did a lot to alleviate my mind as a hardcore Fantastic Four fan. So that's two topics in one podcast. So we'll wrap it up right there. But look for more of these little mini episodes coming up soon.